Morning on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. The African proverb, "It Takes a Village," animates a lecture series developed in the wake of the riots and uprising in Baltimore last spring. The Black Mental Health Alliance is curating a series of talks on health needs in communities facing high rates of poverty and unemployment. The Alliance was founded in 1983 to provide training, resource referrals, and education. The lecture series is called Baltimore Rising, Summoning the Village. Next up on the series tomorrow night will be Dr. Gail Porter. She is the co-director of the Gaston and Porter Health Improvement Center in Georgetown, an organization that provides free health services for Black women between the ages of 40 and 75. One of her most well-known projects is called Primetime Sister Circles, a free nationwide support group that focuses on helping women of color deal with a spectrum of health challenges. Dr. Porter joins me in the studio along with Cherie Brown, who was a participant in a Baltimore Primetime Sister Circle a decade ago. Welcome to you both. Dr. Porter, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta says that half of the deaths of Black women from things like heart disease or cancer, stroke, diabetes, half of these deaths are premature, and the vast majority of them are preventable. This is a huge problem. Tell us how we've gotten to that point.
Well, we've been in crisis around this issue for decades, but unfortunately, it has not been an issue that's been given much focus, except when we go to the funerals of our mothers and our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers who are dying at 60, 61, 62, as opposed to a normal lifespan. And the sad news is that it's taking this just deluge of deaths and of sadness to finally have us starting to recognize how serious it is. The good news is that we can do something about it. We don't have to die prematurely from preventable illnesses. And even more importantly, we don't have to leave that as a legacy for our children.
And we should be clear, the rates of morbidity and mortality in the African-American women community are much higher than they are in Caucasian, Asian, Hispanic communities.
They're even higher than they are in our Native American sisters. So we are dying from these preventable illnesses at a rate that is greater than any other group of women and most men. But I also want to say that our levels of depressive symptomatology and stress are also higher. And probably one of the most important findings is that when we get older, many of us think about the golden girls. Well, our older years are not golden. They are often full of sickness, both physical and emotional.
You wrote a paper in the Journal of the National Medical Association a few years ago with your colleague, Dr. Gaston, Marilyn Hughes Gaston, and it was interesting. It talked about the paradoxy of the issue of obesity in particular, saying that there was no difference in the prevalence of obesity when you divided by socioeconomic class. If there is no difference between people in poorer communities and more well-off communities, what are the causes of these rates of morbidity and mortality?
The paradoxes of obesity are different in terms of some of the other areas. For instance, if you have more money as an African-American woman or man, you are probably going to live longer than our sisters and brothers who don't have access to better housing or to better education. But what we found that is truly unique for Black women, we are the only group of women who education and income are not protective factors against obesity. In every other group, as their income increases in terms of women, they are much more apt to be fit. They are much more apt to be within the normal range of weight. That is unfortunately not true for us. And it's one of the reasons that even those of us who have money and education are still dying at rates that are greater than other groups of women.
And Sheree Brown, you were a member of a primetime sister circle. And we should say that primetime refers not to, you know, 8 o'clock at night, but primetime of life between 40 and 75 African-American women in that age cohort. What was your experience? What was the primetime circle like for you?
I will say that I was probably around 47 at that time, and I went with my mother, who was 70. And we do so much in terms of giving to our families, you know, supporting ministry, supporting friends, that this was an opportunity for us to really go and have me time, our time. We can just focus on ourselves and focus on our needs and have fun while we were doing it. So it was a very memorable experience for me.
So Dr. Porter and her colleague provide you with a basic curriculum, a basic list of things you want to accomplish in a 12-week program. What sort of things did you talk about and discuss?
Health. We talked about our eating habits, you know, what we were doing right, what we could do better. We talked about exercise, fitness. What was really nice was that there were professionals who were there. So when we would come, we had persons who took our blood pressure, they took our weight and just monitored different things on a weekly basis.
And a big part of this, Dr. Porter, is the fact that people have the opportunity to do this in a group. And there's a lot of evidence, a lot of data that says, you know, if you do this with other people, you have that extra motivation. It's not like you're out there, you know, flailing around by yourself.
And they also hold you accountable, so that when you come in and you say, well, I didn't get to walk, or I haven't dealt with my job in terms of my stress level, these sisters look at you and say, oh, I don't want to hear that. Why aren't you doing it? What are you doing? We encourage the sisters to go home and share this with their families. In fact, we tell them, we want you to be revolutionaries, and you're going to change your family, your community.
The big part of it is women are spending so much time taking care of everybody else that they don't take any time to take care of themselves.
Many of our women are Christian, but we tell them, you know, what did Jesus say? That you are to love others as you love yourself. And we often forget that part. But we've had sisters who are Muslim, who are atheists, and they all say that it's such a reminder of the power of what can happen when you do take care of yourself and then you take care of other people.
And health, of course, and this is in the introduction to your book, Jocelyn Elders, a physician, wrote an introduction. She talks about how health is more than just the absence of disease.
Exactly.
So this is really a holistic
thing.
It
is. Having that mind, body, spirit connection, helping people to understand you can't just do one part, you know, that it really is a holistic approach, has truly made a difference for the women who've gone through the program.
Because there are some cultural things in Sheree Brown. I mean, when you go to church and they're serving that beautiful pound cake after church and fellowship, you know, or is there that phenomenal fried chicken or something? I mean, you're talking about making people make different decisions about things like that, as well as, you know, the exercise and that. I mean, was this something you all talked about?
We did talk about that in the sense of, it was just very practical. It was very real. So the conversations we had, the materials that were provided, we could really relate them to our day-to-day experiences. And as Dr. Porter was saying, it was information that we could actually go back and share with our families in terms of, you know, true, false, and with regard to myths, helping us understand certain myths that were out there with regard to exercise, with regard to illnesses such as hypertension or high blood pressure. It's like, wow, I didn't know that by doing such things as maybe walking for as little as 10 to 15 minutes a day could make a big difference in terms of preventing ailments such as that.
For example, did you and your mom find in your family a receptivity on behalf of the men and the children in your family to understanding that, okay, we all got to get together and help mom and grandma take care of stuff?
Well, I'd have to say there were probably mixed feelings, because when we're talking about going home and having generations of having food where there's pork in the greens or fried foods, and we were so used to eating that way, we had to maybe introduce some of the changes a little bit at a time. We were having more perhaps steamed vegetables, baked fish, baked chicken, things of that sort. Mm-hmm. So it took a little time, but hey, without the primetime sisters, maybe we wouldn't have been doing that at all. And my mother is 80, and she's still here with us today.
That's great. I mean, Dr. Porter, how much of this has to do with access to health care?
When we talk about health outcomes, we cannot not talk about income inequality, because there's no question there are places where even if you wanted to buy healthy food, you don't have a Giant. You don't have a Safeway around. If you wanted to walk outside, you know, you're afraid to do that. Always being aware of the impact of institutionalized racism and sexism is something we, and classism, we have to do. But what we say to women is that just as maybe once every 2 weeks or once a week you go to the mall, you find some friends, what we say to you, once a week, carpool and go to a place where you can buy some good food. When you go to that mall instead of shopping, which is bankrupting us anyway, go and walk around the pool, walk around the mall, as opposed to buying in the mall. So there are things that we can do no matter what our income level while we're fighting to ensure that women and men and children who don't have access can get that access. We're fighting to expand their access.
Well, thanks to both of you. I really appreciate your time, and best of luck in the future. Appreciate it.
And
thank you for having us.
Right.
Cherie Brown was a part of a primetime sister circle in 2005. Dr. Gail Porter is the co-director of the Gaston and Porter Health Improvement Center and the co-author of Primetime, the African-American Woman's Complete Guide to Midlife Health and Wellness. She'll be speaking about the disparities in health outcomes faced by African-American women tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the UB Blake Cultural Center on North Howard Street here in Baltimore. Her remarks will be followed by a panel discussion with Katie Alston from Marion House, the Reverend Deborah Hickman, the founder of Sisters Together and Reaching, and Sister Leslie Muhammad, the director of the Nation of Islam Women and Girls Training Program. We've got all the details on our website, as well as more of our conversation. Come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Coming up after a break for the news, we've got two sisters who have been part of the Primetime International Art Community. Stay with us. I'm Tom Hall. Here's Nathan.